You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA. 1-877-DOC-DALI. Want to apologize. I know it sounds like I got a frog in my throat. Never really understood that analogy, why a frog in the throat. But now I think I get it because you sound like this. I got a sore throat and it stinks. So, well, shoot, why not? We're going to talk about what can help, what kind of home remedies could help a sore throat. Remember, we're not supposed to be taking antibiotics for each and everything. I'm supposed to promote non-antibiotics, especially since most sore throats aren't really strep. Anyway, Matt, so you guys are going to help me out on this one. Speaking of throat, Bill Clinton, apparently Jennifer Flowers, has come up with some scoop. I think she wrote a book describing her affair with Bill Clinton back in 1992. Remember Jennifer Flowers? I don't know much about her. Wasn't she like in like Playboy and stuff? I don't really remember. I was in school at this time, so I remember the Monica Lewinsky thing. I really wasn't up on the whole Linda. Was there a Linda Tripp and some blue dress? I really don't remember. All I remember is cigar, a dress. There was Monica Lewinsky's older blonde friend. Not that Bill Clinton had an affair with her, but somehow she was involved. Oh, I think she was the one Monica confided into. And then Miss Tripp kind of tripped out and told everybody. And then Jennifer Flowers apparently had a quote-unquote 12-year affair with Bill Clinton. She says Bill told her Hillary was bisexual, had no issue with it. And so now she's been in the news. It was an interview that she had given. Looks like maybe not a book. I don't know. All right. So anyway, I don't even know if I want to talk about that. Then we have a new Alzheimer's brain scan. Apparently this Alzheimer's brain scan does just that. It scans for buildup of the tau proteins that cause Alzheimer's. All right. That's got to be a very, very big booster for our ratings. And then apparently we throw so much food away each year, billions of dollars of food each year, right, because of the sell-by date, and maybe we can make the food last. You know, maybe when the milk gets hard and curdly and stinks, we may still be able to drink that. It's called yogurt, huh? Okay, so as you can see, we've got a very busy day on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Don't drink that milk. But never too busy to take your calls, your questions, your comments. Looks like my buddy Bill from Texas has some advice for me. How you doing, Bill?
Hey, Doc. I'm doing great. I'm sorry to hear that you have a sore throat.
Yeah, I know. I'm grumpy today. This stinks because I don't want to swallow. You know, it hurts when you swallow. So I'm trying to spit the saliva out, and it's really hard to do on air.
Oh, I know. Well, I have a remedy for you. I've been using this now for about 35, maybe 40 years. It's acupressure. It's Chinese acupressure. Okay?
Acupressure. Great. What point?
Well, I'm
Where do I apply it? Okay.
If you look at your left thumb, okay, and if it was square at the lower right-hand corner, just out on the cuticle, just out on the skin, you push right there kind of hard with about 20 or 30 pounds of pressure, and it should hurt. It should hurt like a toothache.
Left thumb?
If you're pushing correctly with a sore throat, and it should hurt like a toothache, and hurt pretty bad.
It's working, I think. You know what? It is working. So I'm pressing on my left thumb, but I'm putting the pressure on the part of the left thumb next to the index finger. Is it the left thumb that is outside the hand?
If your thumbnail was square, it would be at the lower right-hand corner.
It's working. Bill, I swear to God, it is working. This is so cool.
It should really hurt when you have a toothache. Now, you need to put that pressure on there for about 20 or 30 seconds.
Okay. I could swallow.
That's some incredible stuff. You have to look at your right thumb, okay, at your right thumb, and in the same place on the right thumb, the lower left-hand corner, if it was square, in the same place out on the skin, push there for about 20 or 30 seconds, you know, find the spot that hurts like a toothache, and then push really hard there, and just kind of gouge it, you know?
Okay. Okay. And Bill, then, God bless you. That works.
In a few minutes, your sore throat should be eased. That should last for about 8 hours.
I'm feeling it right now.
What?
I'm already feeling it right now. That is some cool stuff. Bill, thank you for calling. Now, mind you, I did pop a couple Advil prior to going on air, but this actually, I mean, I was able to swallow. This is great. The only thing is I still got to get through my show today. See, that's awesome. You see, I love acupuncture, acupressure. I mean, I'm still hoarse, but I don't have the pain like I did. Of course I went to the Advil. Look, I didn't take an antibiotic. I took Advil. I'm okay. I could do that. I'm not promoting super resistant gonorrhea from that. Okay, now how do I let go of my thumb so I could do the rest of my show? You know what? I think it's also a good idea for us to use our thumbs. I mean, most of our thumbs are just sitting there up our butts anyway. So I like the idea that we're putting our thumbs to good use. That's some good stuff. All right, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. What else you guys got from me? Cures for sore throats. I love the pharmaceuticals, but I also take a hot shower. Last night when it was really bothering me, I took a hot shower. The steam, I think, always works. Those chloraseptic sprays, they work. It's just they taste like crap, and I don't really like going for medicine. I would rather do something light. One of you was saying marshmallow. But you're not online. Marshmallow. I got to look that one up. Marshmallows. 1-877-DOCADALI. 1-877-DOCDALI. Really quickly after the break, we'll review what are your sore throat cures? Because, if it could save us from having to run and start getting antibiotics, because most sore throats don't require antibiotics. Maybe a good rip-roaring strep throat could, but for the most part, no. And I don't know about you, but I'm scared to death of gonorrhea. All right. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Hello, I'm Steve Shank. Everybody's heard the statement that what you don't know can't hurt you. But truth is, what you don't know is the only thing that can hurt you. For example, you might not know how our country's wars can hurt you. Japanese radiation and the Gulf oil spill are destroying your seafood. People don't understand how America's 50-year worst drought is hurting them. Our natural disaster experience has proven relief organizations can't take care of the victims. And there's the huge question of how the government will feed all the people that it's promised to feed with no food. What if we made the whole country into one big neighborhood where we take care of each other by taking care of ourselves? Here's the plan. For every new EPAC 60-day food supply that you order, eFoods Direct will send a 7-day food supply to each of two families in your name, free of charge. Go to eFoodsDirect.com or call 800-876-0871. 800-876-0871. eFoodsDirect.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my legs has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. A little bit later this hour, got lots of news to tell you. Apparently, public masturbation has now been ruled as okay in Sweden. All right, so for those of you going to Sweden and you don't have any private areas to do your business, it is okay to perform public masturbation in Sweden. That's a breaking news headline here. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Lord knows they have tons of phenomenal shows for them to continue to air mine. These guys are, I think they're brilliant. It shows their brilliance. Some of you question their choice, but I think they're brilliant. We got Don working the dials. Okay, that was great. Trucker Bill told me to press my acupressure point on my thumb. I had to go to the bathroom during break, so I wasn't able to, keep holding my thumbs. It's very hard to take, go to the bathroom and use toilet paper and do whatever you need to do while hitting your acupressure point, but you only need to do it for 20, 30 seconds. My throat is feeling better. Mind you, I have some Advil on board, but still. Okay, we're taking calls and comments on what to do. What are your home remedies for sore throats? 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Monty over the break said Vicodin. No Vicodin. Sorry. Come on, people. Be serious. I looked at that marshmallow thing. Apparently, the sap from a marshmallow plant. Oh, my throat's hurting again. Hold on, let me put the pressure point. Oh, that stinks, my throat. Sap from the marshmallow plant has been used for hundreds of years, they say, according to health.com, to treat coughs, colds, and sore. That's why we have marshmallows in our chocolate. Hot chocolate. Is that why? I love those hard, crispy marshmallows in the chocolate that would dehydrate. I wonder if that's why. It's supposed to treat coughs, colds, and sore throats. They say a real marshmallow doesn't look, I guess, so real marshmallow is nothing like the marshmallows we use at the campsite. Modern day marshmallows, though, people are still claiming do help. You know what I like? I, every now and then, go into this one bakery. It's called the Bagel Cafe in Las Vegas. And they have, I don't really buy them because I need to watch my calories and watch my weight. But they have a Rocky Road brownie. And they use these big sucker marshmallows that are drizzled with chocolate on a chocolate brownie. And now, mind you guys, okay, the reason why marshmallows are such a big deal for me is I don't usually like anything in my chocolate. Okay, don't be putting nuts in the chocolate. Don't be putting sprinkles. Nothing on the chocolate. The only thing I would even tolerate in anything chocolate is maybe some chocolate chips, unless it's marshmallow. So that I'll allow. All right, some marshmallows. 1-877-DOC-A-DOLLY. We're talking about cures for sore throats. Gargling. All right, one of you had mentioned gargling to me. Gargling is very, very helpful because, unfortunately, when you're sick, things dry out. You are more destined to dehydration, which is also why you need to take in a lot of fluids. Okay, many of us, because it hurts when we swallow, we keep our mouths open, which is why I didn't really want to call in today to do the radio show, because my mouth is open anyway. I have no problem talking. My problem is sitting quiet and swallowing. I don't want to sit home nursing a sore throat. I'd rather be working to keep my mind off it and bug you guys with my sore throat. But the problem is your respirations increase. You're already using more fluids because you're vulnerable. Then on top of that, with your mouth being open, you desiccate a little bit more. So it's extremely important to drink fluids and stay hydrated. But no, I don't have a fever. But it's also important to gargle with fluid to soothe and coat and moisturize type of thing. No, don't put moisturizer. You know what I'm talking about. Let's go to the phone lines. 1-877-DOC-A-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALLY. We got Ryan calling from Texas. Hey, Ryan, how you doing?
Good. How you doing, doctor?
Good, good. Well, crappy, but, you know, yeah. What's going on?
Hey, I love your show. But, hey,
thank
I'm
you.
A young, you're welcome. They, I got, my uncle called it a hot toddy. It's a honey and a little bit of alcohol. Could a honey coat your throat and the alcohol numbs it?
Yes. Hot toddies. I have never had a hot toddy in my life, but everybody says those are awesome. I'm not allowed to promote alcohol, of course, on the show, but that's a good point. And, you know, the honey does soothe. I'm hearing good things about this Manuka honey. I've never tried it.
Manuka? I've never heard of it.
Yeah, Manuka. I think it's out of Australia. Ryan, thanks for the suggestion. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. I know I wish I didn't have to work the rest of the day, but you know what though? But let me tell you something. I don't think my sore throat is because I'm sick. I told you guys what happened to me 2 days ago. No, not last night, but the night before. I was sleeping, and in the middle of my sleep, I wake up drowning. And I must have had some big, juicy reflux that happened, and then it must have gone from the esophagus into the trachea. And so the acid from my stomach got into my windpipe. And ever since then, my throat has been sore. So basically, my throat is burned. So I'm not sick. I probably have third degree burns, maybe second degree burns from stomach acid. I don't know what the hell happened to me in the middle of the night. I don't know what I was dreaming about, but it was the most ridiculous. And I really don't have reflux issues. My weight's down. I eat pretty well. I don't drink alcohol. I'm in pretty good, you know, shape, exercise. But something, so this is more of an alcohol burn, not alcohol burn, acid burn. Yeah, hot toddies. Those sound nice. Okay, so I looked up this one article written by a bunch of doctors. Let me give these doctors credit here. It's on How Stuff Works. Where's the doctors' names? Contributors. I don't see the contributors. Darn, I really want to give these guys some credit. Oh, here we go. Ivan Oransky, M.D., David Hufford, Ph.D. Not sure if they're all, they're single ladies, but just kind of hold your horses. We're trying to learn something here. They talked about gargling different teas, like raspberry tea. They say raspberry tea leaf can make a great gargle. My problem is when I have a sore throat, I really don't feel like going to the store trying to find something like this. Okay? They tell you how to make the tea. I don't really like tea, but raspberry tea, maybe. You know, I like chocolate-covered raspberries. Next, gargle. With the marshmallow. Gargling with sage. For those of you that have sage, you know, I guess growing rampant around your house, great. Use that. I guess mix a teaspoon of that in a cup boiling water. I guess you let it sit for 10 minutes, strain. I would also cool it off. It doesn't say to cool it off, but maybe cool. Don't put boiling water in there. Gargle with turmeric. All right. This also is supposed to help. I don't have any turmeric. See, all I have in my house is some peanut butter and jelly. I got some top ramen, some dog food, cat food, and every now and then when I buy groceries, some lean meat. That's about it. Got some grapes, too. Then, of course, the salt water. To me, the salt water is easy. Salt water is great because the saline solution can kill bacteria and viruses back there. Salt water really helps. It makes you feel good. Listerine. They suggest gargling with Listerine. For those who join us, this is the Dr. Dahlia Show. We're complaining about my sore throat and cures for sore throat. 1-877-DOC-DALI. 1-877-DOCDALI. Listerine is alcohol in it. So when you gargle first, you're going to feel good gargling just about anything, okay, unless it's battery acid. So you'll feel good gargling with and, you know, your breath will be nice because many of us, we really stink when we have strep or something like that. Again, this is an acid burn, so my breath is beautiful. See? See? Yeah. Beautiful breath. But it could also be the alcohol. You don't want to swallow the Listerine because we don't want you to swallow any of the alcohol that could be in it. Now, cider vinegar. They also suggest you could use cider vinegar. I don't really know much about cider vinegar. I like apple cider. I don't really know much about vinegar. The only vinegar we have in the house is in the douches. Then they say you could make a horseradish cocktail. Just because you call it cocktail doesn't make it sound any better. It's a horseradish cocktail. It says combine 1 tablespoon horseradish or horseradish root with 1 teaspoon honey and 1 teaspoon of ground cloves. Mix in a glass of warm water and drink slowly. I think I'd rather take the sore throat. Then they suggest citrus. Now, I get a little nervous with this. Here's the problem with citrus. Everybody says have some tea with lemon. The problem with heat and then throwing citrus on top of it is it could be pretty caustic to a very upset tissue back there in the throat. And so even though many of us always took, you know, tea with honey or something, sorry, see, I'm getting a cough now, you almost need to de-inflame, anti-inflame. So I'm a little cautious about citrus fruit, even though a lot of people say they do better. Number 7, they say take an analgesic. Now I'm there. You could pop some ibuprofen, pop some Tylenol. I love that. Just make sure your liver can handle it and your kidneys can handle it. They recommend a juice bar, not going to a bar, but these juice bars to suck on it for the fluid. Some even suggest hard candy. But honestly, I like fluids, a lot of fluids, and you could also suck on some garlic. All right, guys, don't go away. Penthouse Magazine, I think, has filed for bankruptcy. It's got to be the real estate
September
market.
September is National Preparedness Month in the U.S., and it's National Savings Month at Freeze Dry Guy. Are you prepared to save? All Mountain House freeze-dried foods in number 10 cans are now 40% off at freezedryguy.com. These long-lasting foods for emergency preparedness with a guaranteed 25-year shelf life are 40% off at freezedryguy.com. These easy foods for camping, backpacking, kayaking, hunting, and sailing are 40% off at freezedryguide.com. These delicious foods, freeze-dried to lock in the taste, aroma, and freshness, are 40% off at freezedryguide.com. All cans of Mountain House freeze-dried meats, entrees, fruits, and veggies are 40% off at freezedryguide.com. Be prepared and save 40% now through September 30th at freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD. September is National Preparedness Month in the U.S., and it's National Savings Month at Freeze Dry Guy. Are you prepared to save? All Mountain House freeze-dried foods in number 10 cans are now 40% off at freezedryguy.com. These long-lasting foods for emergency preparedness with a guaranteed 25-year shelf life are 40% off at freezedryguy.com. These easy foods for camping, backpacking, hunting, and sailing are 40% off at freezedryguide.com. These delicious foods, freeze-dried to lock in the taste, aroma, and freshness, are 40% off at freezedryguide.com. All cans of Mountain House freeze-dried meats, entrees, fruits, and veggies are 40% off at freezedryguide.com. Be prepared and save 40% now through September 30th at freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Every time you eat a cooked food, your body responds by producing an increase in circulating white blood cells. This happens because nature designed us to eat food that is undamaged at the molecular level. When we heat food to normal cooking temperatures, we change the shape of the molecules into shapes the body cannot use. The body now looks at them as toxins and allergens. In an effort to protect itself from this irritant, the body intelligently increases the amount of circulating white blood cells to act as garbage collectors. The white blood cells gobble up all the unusable damaged food particles to neutralize their cell damaging properties. This puts stress on your organs of elimination, and your body is subject to cell damage and inflammation. If you'd like to start experiencing the benefits of undamaged protein in your diet, give One World Way a try. It is a truly undamaged protein powder that will thrill your tastes and every cell of your body. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com.
So we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Before we get to today's headlines, again, big thank you for tuning in. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. You could also email us at drdahlia.com. Mac, one of my great trucker listeners, just quickly wrote me over the break, telling me to drink 2 ounces of hot water, 1 tablespoon honey, 1 half lemon juice, 2 ounces of good bourbon whiskey, and repeat PRN, which is as needed. So I didn't realize Mac donned the medical lingo. That's pretty good. Can't have bourbon whiskey yet because it's still too early in the day for me. But I got to tell you, if this throat continues the way it is, I'm going to be drinking more than 2 ounces. Okay, so boy, we got a lot to talk about. First, public masturbation is apparently legal in Sweden. It's very interesting. A recent court ruling in Sweden's Södertörn District Court apparently is suggesting that masturbating on the beach is okay because Olof Vrethammer, I guess is a 65-year-old man who was charged with sexual assault after, I guess, in June, having a self session on the beach. I guess in front of everybody at the Drevikan Beach in Stockholm. Now, apparently the ruling acquitted the man of sexual assault charges this week and found that although he was publicly masturbating, he was not directing his actions at anyone in particular. Maybe he was directing it at the sea, I hope. I mean, the poor sandcastles surrounding. Apparently because of where he was aiming, it was not sexual assault, and he was cleared. Now, we still don't know if he violated any other statutes, but it was not considered sexual assault. Now, in America, I'm under the impression that in addition to disorderly conduct, it could be construed as sexual assault. So, my suggestion to any of you is please don't let this ruling in Sweden deter you from using proper privacy measures at the workplace, in a public location, etc. You know, I think many of us end up in jail for something, whether it's small. I mean, I've never been to jail. This is going to sound bad. But, you know, I always want, you know how there are things you feel like you need to do kind of on your bucket list? I've always wanted to do it's not a headshot, mugshot. You know, I've always wanted to do a mugshot because I know how I would smile with the mugshot. And I don't want to do the strip search. I don't want to do what the Charlie's Angels girls had to have done where they were sprayed, right? I didn't like that. I don't want to be in the handcuffs I've been in, but that not for jail. But it's just one of those things where I would love in my photo album for my kids, you know, all the different things I've done. And I've never, you know, and maybe it's because TV glorifies it, and when you're really in jail, it really, really stinks. And I don't want to do anything illegal by any means. But you see where I'm getting at? You know, you and your friends do something stupid. So you got, you know, because everybody has I got arrested story. Right? Except me. I've never had that because I was never, never cool. And when I grew up, one of you asked me, when I was going to school, where did I fall into? Was I athletic? Was I a preppy? Was I a geek? I was always class clown. I went to 12 different schools. And I hated always being the new kid. But a good thing with being the new kid is I'm like, well, you know what? I get to, you know, start over. Okay, you know, I am pretty athletic. I always kind of got along with the cool kids. But as soon as I got comfortable, I would start making my stupid comments. I would be in the back of the class like I always was. And 12 schools, 12 times, I still fell into that. So I was class clown. Class clowns, depending on the school I was in and the year I was in, was either cool or a complete dork. But I didn't care because if I made the class laugh, I was still at a higher social stature than a dork or a geek that didn't make the staff laugh my staff think I'm a dork and a geek too, but the school laugh. So I never really had a chance to hang out with kids and get myself in jail, which is good because then I got to be a doctor and then I got to, you know, I mean, I'm sure I could probably, you know, run for public office one day, but it's just one of those things where I want a mugshot. Okay, somewhere in my Life of Dahlia photo album for the kids, grandkids. Okay, but I want to do it this way. I want to do what they have in Sweden. Why did I even get on that subject? 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Publisher of Penthouse Magazine files for bankruptcy. Apparently, they have debts of $300 million. Now, I don't know much about Penthouse Magazine. My guess is it's a reflection of the real estate market. All right. So Penthouse. Oh, come on. You have to admit, that was funny. All right. Okay. You know, it's hard with the sore throat. The delivery isn't there. It's hard. The delivery isn't there. Anyway, they're doing Chapter 11 filing. It's the most efficient and cost-effective way for the company. I don't know if the women in Penthouse are getting paid. Penthouse came after Playboy, right? Penthouse. I don't know. Okay. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right. So, apparently we Americans are throwing away billions upon billions of dollars of food. We know that because we're afraid of the code date. And when the code date says something's bad, we immediately throw it out. Some of us throw it out a day before the code date. Now, these dates, remember, are guidelines. And this was a study that the current study published by Harvard Law School, this is different from an earlier study that we talked about a couple years ago, where if we change the sell by or best before dates, we may actually save millions upon billions of dollars of food. Well, this particular study published by Harvard Law School and the Natural Resources Defense Council found that dates printed on packaged foods, which kind of help retailers cycle through stock products so they know if something's older or newer, if something's September, 19th versus September 21, they'll stick the September 21 in the back, that kind of thing. All right? But it also gives them some protection in terms of, if, you know, if somebody says, oh, I ate the food and it was bad, you know, they said, look, okay, we said to sell by here, okay, you bought it, there's your receipt, you bought it on that date, we said use before this date, if you ate it 3 days later, it's your fault. So there is also some protection. But unfortunately, we're finding that actually many of these labels are, shall we say, hedging a little earlier than they have to. And we could actually probably eat things past the code date. Now, for me, I have an extremely amazing sense of smell. I don't hear very well. You know, vision, I had to get LASIK, and then after LASIK, now I need reading glasses. But I can smell. And maybe it's all psychosomatic, but if milk is of its code date or after, to me, it already smells old, and I can't. Same thing with meat. If I smell just a touch bit of change in the meat, I can't eat it, all right? And I don't like to waste food. So what I usually do, which drives my husband crazy, is we buy the food the day of, we cook it. I rarely buy food for the week because I don't think we're going to eat it in time, and to me it smells bad, all right? Now, a University of Minnesota food safety scientist, Dr. Theodore Labuza, reviewed the study and said that in his more than 30 years of researching date labels, no ladies, I don't know if he's single, he was unaware of any outbreaks of illnesses related to food being kept in the refrigerator or on the shelf past the expiration date. Well, you know what, though? But that's because nobody would tell you. I mean, if I tried to, you know how many, I will keep leftovers for 4 or 5 days, and I will eat the leftovers. If I get a bout of diarrhea, I'm not going to report it. Who am I going to go to? Now, if you have an issue with the restaurant, you go to the health department, and the health department makes a big deal about it on the news. But if you do something stupid in your own house and you get the craps, are you really going to be vocal about it? All right. But, you know, we talked about, you know, dates on your medications, how there were Army studies showing many of our medications can last even 30 years. Not that I would even try that, people. So it's a guideline, right? Okay. All right. But it, just smell it. When in doubt, throw it out. 1-877-DOCTOLLY. We're going to talk about this new Alzheimer's test and vitamin B supplements possibly preventing stroke. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
You You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
What if you had a witness everywhere you drive? Now you can with video-cam.com. From truckers to motorcyclists, the handy video dash cam can be used for insurance claims, accidents, police encounters, road rage, or natural disasters. Has instant screen playback and optional night vision. Get the best quality, affordable HD dash cameras available at video-cam.com. That's video-cam.com. Or call 855-855-2022. Always have a witness with video dash cam.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. In April of 2011, for the first time in American history, Obama urges passage of a non-discrimination law that does not contain hiring protections for religious groups, forcing religious organizations to hire according to federal mandates without regard to the dictates of their own faith, thus eliminating conscious protection in hiring. We'd like to help you understand why this anti-biblical and anti-Christian movement is taking place in our federal government by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Call now. To receive your free subscription.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV three times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
UtopiaSilver.com believes, as the Declaration of Independence states, that our rights come from God, not from government. The only lawful purpose of any government is to protect and secure the rights of the people, and no man or government has the authority to take what has been given to us by God. Among these rights are life, liberty, property, and the pursuit of happiness. And America's government has ceased to be the protector of liberty and of the people's God-given rights. But we the people can return America to greatness if we are willing to stand up and reassert our stolen rights. We ask that you join Utopia Silver in changing America's course in history. To save on healthcare and improve your health, call Utopia Silver at 888-213-4338. For a limited time, new customers will receive 50% off all colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALY. I'm sorry, 1-877-DOC-DALY. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia. Please follow us on Facebook at Dr. Dahlia Show, and will someone get me a cough drop? Okay, really quickly here, before we get into some other stories, we have some news here on Aaron Alexis, the assailant who massacred multiple people in the Navy Yard earlier this week. From what we understand, we're getting some more bits and pieces of his interaction with doctors prior to the event. From what we understand, Aaron Alexis had sought treatment for insomnia in the emergency rooms of two VA hospitals in the past month. He told doctors he was not depressed. He also told doctors he was not thinking of harming others. He was having trouble sleeping. Apparently, these walk-in visits came a couple weeks after he had called the police in Rhode Island when he reported hearing voices and feeling vibrations sent through his hotel room walls. On August 23rd, he went to a VA hospital in Providence. 5 days later, he went to another one in Washington, seeking a refill of a medication that had been prescribed in Rhode Island. All right. In both cases, doctors sent him home with a medication called trazodone. Now, trazodone is an antidepressant. It's, you know, generic. And we've also used this for people who have insomnia. The VA doctors told him to follow up with his primary care doctor. Not sure if he did. The VA doctor said he was alert, he was oriented, said he was not struggling with anxiety or depression, no thoughts to harm himself or others. And, you know, and so as we're trying to kind of pick the pieces together, you know, what type of mental condition did he have? Okay, some of you think it doesn't matter because whatever he had, it was you know, beyond anything we could control. For many of us, though, we're extremely, you know, interested in dissecting this to figure out, was it a withdrawal from a medication? Was it an overdose of a medication? Was it a misdiagnosis? Did he have insomnia because he had, let's say, schizophrenia, and the schizophrenia was never diagnosed? So, you know, if we want to prevent things like this from happening again, we do need to try to identify people that are undertreated, overtreated, right, or just never diagnosed. Also interesting, apparently on his shotgun, he had some messages carved into the stock. One said, better off this way, and the other said, my ELF weapon. So, not too sure. Again, this is just, you know, as we get more information, we'll keep you guys posted. I think we're still waiting to find out what medications Adam Lanza was on with the Sandy Hook shooting and James Holmes, the Aurora, Colorado shooter. Still interested to know what medications those are. I'm also a little afraid that once they do report what medications they were on, we're going to have a lot of people that take those medications regularly feel like they're going to now be targeted. Right, you know, and red flagged for violence, but it's kind of important to know the mixture of what they were taking. 1-877 Doc Dolly, extremely important. 1-877 DOCDALI. So a blood test can determine whether an illness is caused by virus or bacteria. Now, many of you are like, well, no big deal. There's already, you know, tests out there to look for bacteria and viruses and antibodies, etc. But no, this is something a little different. They could tell it's at about 90% accuracy, and it takes about 12 hours to get the results. Now, this is extremely important because too many people are going to the doctor thinking, all right, they have something bacterial, so they take the antibiotic. Whereas if we knew it was viral, then we wouldn't be so quick to take the antibiotic. Dr. Louis Weiss, professor of medicine and pathology at Albert Einstein College of Medicine, explained to CBS News that the test has the potential to be extremely beneficial with the help of diagnosis and preventing doctors from giving unnecessary antibiotics. Again, antibiotics are antibacterial. Okay? They're not antiviral. You would need antivirals for those. Many times you don't need an antiviral because it's self-limiting. Even for some bacterial infections, you truly don't need antibiotics. I was at a dermatology conference about 6-7 years ago, and they were talking about even MRSA, that nasty staph, if you drain it, okay, without giving any antibiotics, even put Vaseline on the wound, many times the wound, now, it won't eradicate it from your body, but these wounds will go down and almost disappear, even without an antibiotic. I wouldn't recommend any of you trying that. Definitely see a doctor. But, of course, that deems true because so many of you have had big, huge, nasty boils that end up later being diagnosed as, well, you probably had staph, yet you never get antibiotics. They drained, and you were fine. So there's a lot of things that don't necessarily need antibiotics. When I was in training, we were even taught that many ear infections don't need antibiotics, even if they're bacterial. The problem is nobody wants to take a chance of an eardrum rupturing or a loss of hearing in a child that they're like, you know what, it's easier to do the antibiotic, take the antibiotic. So, The test, how this works, is it utilizes what they call a genetic signature that a person's immune system gives off when something's attacking it. So I guess if you're being attacked by a virus, you turn on certain genes, okay, as opposed to if it was a bacteria. So they were able to then make this test that would be able to pick up your body's response to a virus versus bacteria. Pretty cool stuff. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. We got Matt calling from Pennsylvania. Hey, Matt, how you doing?
Hey, I'm doing good. My question for you is, you know, you bring up the shooter in D.C. and his medication, and, you know, all you hear is people using his name and telling what he did, and then you bring up that kid who shot up Sandy Hook. And you think most of the problem is all the recognition these people get?
Yes, I mean, I think that's a big problem.
Personally, it's not the guns. It has nothing to do with the guns. It's all in the people. It's the person using it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. But why do we give these people all this recognition? Don't get me wrong, it's tragedy and, you know, and people shouldn't have got hurt. But,
you know, no, Matt, this is what I talked about a couple days ago. You know, when we're looking at motives, are some of these people wanting to end their life anyway, but they want to go down with a bang and have notoriety? That's what we were talking about, I think, even before they revealed who this man was. And, like I said, nobody's ever going to forget Lee Harvey Oswald or John Hinckley Jr. Unfortunately, though, people want the media to tell them who it is. And so while we're discussing it, it's very hard to say, well, we're going to keep them anonymous. But I agree. I think some people are doing it because they love the notoriety.
Yeah, you have to report it. And Pierce Morgan, you know, threw out the other night all these statistics that are personally quite off a wall because they include everything from a drive-by shooting to a, you know, a guy sticking up a liquor store down to Sandy Hook, and they put that all in one thing. And those are very different things.
Of course.
But they turn around and they say, you know, oh, mass shootings, this is all the same. Well, it's not, one.
No.
Two, it would, if you look at the statistics for real, the places where you can carry open, there's a lot less crime because criminals don't want to get shot either.
Exactly. Exactly. That's what I was freaked out about with the Starbucks trying to be a gun-free zone. Once somebody realizes there's a gun-free zone, it makes them vulnerable. I'm with you, Matt. Thanks for calling in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. You know, we've talked about this on the show multiple times. You know, your average good guy that, you know, dons a weapon, whether it's open carry, concealed carry, knows how to use weapons, those aren't the ones who are the ones we need to worry about. It's the people that get a hold of weapons that are intended for harm, and they're the ones that aren't donning a weapon for the right reason. For example, those of us that are patriots, those of us that want to protect our family, those of us that believe in our constitutional rights, we're not the ones that do these things. So when businesses or the media start to attack you and I, you know, we're the ones that like to protect. Like that gentleman who was a concealed carry in Oregon who stopped the Oregon shooter in the mall. He's a hero. All right, guys. I got to take something from my throat. You all be safe. God bless.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
What if it happened? The lights go out and the power doesn't come back. Could you provide your family with the basic necessities of life? We can teach you how at the Sustainable Preparedness Expo. Sunday, September 29th at the Evergreen State Fairgrounds in Monroe, Washington. Learn about growing all your own food, herbal medicine, emergency medical and dental techniques, water well hand pumps, seed saving, emergency radio communication for beginners, and other life-saving information to provide you with the knowledge to survive in the direst of situations. There's a wide variety of vendors offering the latest preparedness products and services. Plus, visit the Longevity booth. The Sustainable Preparedness Expo is an event the entire family will enjoy. For tickets and registration info, go to sustainablepreparedness.com. Enter promo code GCN to save $3 on tickets. Don't wait to be a victim. Plan ahead with the Sustainable Preparedness Expo, Sunday, September 29th at the Evergreen State Fairgrounds in Greater Seattle.